Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
215-592-9494. Let's see if we can get this to work. Paul in Michigan, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey, I'm not in Michigan. I'm in Mooresville.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On my way out from the airport.
All right. It says Michigan.
No, Mooresville, up above Reading.
Okay.
I flew back in while the parade was going on. I saw it from the sky.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
How far back did it go? I mean, it looked like a long way.
It was a long way. The flight path took me over near the art museum. So you saw the two planes flying over with the banners. You could see the mass of humanity. You couldn't make it out great, but boy, did it just look just awesome. I wanted to be there. My flight was delayed, but it was a pretty good second choice. And I go all the way back to the 1980 Phillies parade. I love them. This is awesome. It's another great year. It's another great team. And anybody says that Philly doesn't produce winners, they're so wrong. Look at the past 50 years of winners this city puts out. It's awesome.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder. Thank you for the call, Paul, and glad you finally got here safe. I sometimes wonder how we would respond. We have, in the last 25 years, we've had a good number of championships, right? We had the last 25 years, we had the one Phillies, and we had two Eagles championships, right?
Yeah.
That's it. I sometimes wonder. I look at eras like the Red Sox had and the Patriots had, or the runs that the Yankees have gone on. And I sometimes wonder what it would be like if we had a 10-year period in Philadelphia where one team won four championships. Would we become super annoying smug?
Yeah.
Is that what it would be? Do you think on some level, if we won that much, it would take away some of the passion or whatever?
Again, I'm a championship every 10 years guy. You know, I like them being spread out. And a dynasty is something I think you would look back on and say, wow, that was great. But I think it would change us.
Yeah, I
think it would change us.
I wonder what Patriots fans are like now, having gone through that era and now in an era where they've had nothing for
It's got to be hard
years.
To care, yeah. Right? It's got to be hard to care.
Well, right away, it felt like nobody cared. It felt like there were no Patriots fans right after Brady left. Oh, it's like, back up, there he is.
Y'all didn't even been here that long.
No. 4 minutes?
We had to get back, though.
Yeah, we're just... Hey, Ike. There's Ike Reese.
What's up, brother? I'm here.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're talking to the audience and whatnot, you know. We were talking about what it would be like if... How do you think fans would react to a dynasty in Philadelphia? We have this certain edge about us all the time.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it was always good, if that edge would remain, or if there's something to the energy that being down and going back up creates. We've never had that here, or at least, you know, I wonder what it'd be like.
I think it'd be different for especially a lot of the older fans because we're so used to being a certain way.
Yes.
But I think for our younger fans, I mean, you're thinking about people that's in their 20s.
Yep.
They don't really know a ton of heartbreak and, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like they've experienced pretty good sports in this town over the last, just say, 20 years. I think we'll react okay to a dynasty. Honestly, I think this generation behind us expects it.
Right.
See, we're from a generation that doesn't expect it.
Right.
So we don't necessarily know, should we embrace it? Do we still like to be the underdogs or what? But the generation behind us has more of the chest out and we're the baddest you know what around here. Like this, that's what the younger, and I like that. I like that youthful energy. And quite frankly, Spike, I like the positive thinking. So when we were getting all of, it's going to be a blowout, it's going to be a blowout, our natural reaction was, we don't blow teams out in
whatever.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
But the younger generation probably felt that way.
Well, I think the biggest difference, and I think you could describe it in this one difference, that our age,
if you, I was going to say, we're
well, no, just because
the same,
yeah, because you got here later than I did. So the Philly thing was, you're always waiting for the thing to go wrong,
right?
That's what you're expecting. Even if it's going right, you're expecting it to eventually go wrong. I think the difference is that for the younger people, instead of expecting it to go wrong, they're just sitting around waiting for it to go right again.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're expecting the best instead of expecting the worst.
I really do believe that. I think, and you know what? I think it has helped the positive vibes.
Yes.
Like, I think it has. Like think about the conference championship games that they've gotten to experience. We were nail biters and oh my God, we lost to Jake Delhomme and...
Yeah, meanwhile, they had three blowouts.
The last three NFC title games is like blowouts.
Blowouts.
No sweating.
No.
Fritz doesn't know what it's like to sit through, you know. Hold on. When did we lose? How did we lose to Carolina? What was the...
What was it? 14-3?
Yeah, I'm like, what was the final score in that game?
I think it was 14-3.
I think it was.
No, Negadelphia feels dead.
It does.
Yeah.
And you ought to... See, you're an old soul that wants... See, you want the Negadelphia.
You love Negadelphia.
I love Negadelphia. Yeah. It's part of who I think we are. And as long as I'm on this radio station, next like 30 years, some are saying...
Yep.
I'll keep it alive.
You're listening to the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You're listening to 94.1 FM HD Philadelphia. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. That over there is Jack Fritz.
We're no longer cold.
Yeah, we're no longer cold.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm still thawing out.
Oh, right. You know,
we sprinted.
It did suck.
Y'all got here pretty fast.
Well,
Well, look who I'm with.
Yeah. Well, I said to him, he actually sort of called me on what I said to Jack. I was walking fast and he was walking slower, and I go, hey, we should hustle. And a minute later, he starts running. I was like, all right, I see your run, even though I haven't run in a year and a half.
I was wondering how y'all got here so fast,
yes,
man.
We ran.
We did it for the people.
We did it for the people.
Listen, yeah. I can respect it.
Brandon replayed Merritt Barker's speech the entire time.
Yes.
And it took up the entire 30 minutes it took us to get back here. It was inspiring.
There is a part of me, and thank you to the Logan Hotel, and the parade coverage is brought to you by your Tri-State Toyota dealers. There is a part of me that isn't that upset that I'm not going to be sitting outside on a roof in the winter at 5:30.
Yeah, I surely was thinking that on the way over here. Like, you know what? Yep. I'm going to be indoors for the rest of the show. I'm okay with that.
MC from the Lehigh Valley, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys? Go Bears!
Go Bears!
Oh, my gosh. So I just got back from the parade from the Lehigh, you know, 4 hours in the car. It was worth every second.
Hold on.
Every second.
Time out. Wait a minute.
Lehigh?
Hold up. The parade just ended an hour ago. How are you already home in Lehigh?
No. We were at the start. We got down there from the start. We were at the stadium.
Veteran move.
Okay.
I went down with my daughter. She convinced me. I wasn't going to go. I wasn't going to go, but my daughter was like, we got to go to the parade. I'm like, you're right, honey. We got to go to the parade. And I'm so glad I went. And I'm so glad that I got to talk to you guys because I listen to you guys every day. Every day on my way home from work, I listen to you guys. And I got to tell you, this year, it was the funniest, funniest thing when you caught Ike Davin Point.
Point shaving Ike?
Yeah, point shaving Ike.
That was a great moment. Dying. Oh, my God. But listen, I think...
Oh, I had a valid point when I was point shaving.
You didn't have any valid points. Oh, my God. There was no valid point.
5 minutes of just laughing. It was so funny. But listen, I listen to you guys all the time. Me and my guys from work, we listen to you guys every day. We come in the next day. We talk birds all day, every day. And, dude, we have been saying for years, look, Howie just needs to draft guys from the SEC. If he just drafts guys from the SEC, we're going to be good. Then what happens? What happens? All of a sudden.
Hold on. Cooper's from the Big Ten.
And Quinion from Toledo.
Yeah. Don't try to slight the Big Ten. The Big Ten is the best conference right now.
Kobe Dean.
And Jalix Hunt came from JUCO.
but I mean, you got guys. The roster is stacked. I think we are prepped for the dynasty. And I think Philly, you know, Negadelphia, you know, that's always going to be a part of it. But still, I think that this team is a dynasty in the making. And that negativity is just going to be more and more positivity. And that energy is just going to keep growing. And it's going to be parade after not one. No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, they ended up with two, at least. They ended up with two. LeBron ended up with two in Miami. So I would take two.
Damn right.
I've seen two now. I've seen two in my lifetime, and I'm ready for some more. But listen, I'm from Bethlehem. Saquon, right around the corner in Whitehall. Jahan Dotson, right around the corner in Nazareth. Bethlehem, Concrete Charlie. Representing the EPC.
Oh, there you go. Concrete Charlie. That's the kind of show we are.
We're back.
Yeah. Hey. All right, brother. Thank you for the call. All right, man. So we were going over the speeches. We mentioned Mayor Parker's way too long. We had a great rant on that. I don't know if you heard it. I don't know if it was on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know if it stayed on air or not.
Jeffrey Lurie, quick, appropriate.
To the point.
As we mentioned, I was disappointed with Nick Sirianni's because I was hoping for an over-the-top thing, but I do think it portends a good future for Sirianni because we were wondering how he'd handle the offseason. We were wondering about his focus on next year because motivating a team for a second consecutive year to the championship is harder. And this was a all-business Nick speech. It was an all-business Coach Sirianni speech.
And I think it was done consciously that they wanted to get him in and get him out of there and not have anything he says be a soundbite that everybody's playing over and over. Because you know what everybody's waiting for. We're either waiting for the I told you so or we're going to do it next year. Like it's the braggadocious Nick Sirianni that a lot of people were probably anticipating on getting. And I think the Eagles and Nick Sirianni have done a great job of just sort of being conscious of his messaging.
Yeah.
Like however you want to phrase it or view what he says and how he says it, I think they're more conscious of it versus just letting him go out there and fly off the cuff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe he's been receptive to change in other ways.
Yeah.
I think even his when you talk about his press conferences the second half of the year, they were certainly more toned down and shorter answers than they were in the first half of the year or last year.
He went through a phase of we're boring.
Yep.
You gotta love it. Like remember that? Remember he went through the phase of listen, I know it's not exciting.
Yep.
We're boring and it's okay.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Bilal from Leesport, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you, the first-time caller.
Bilal, I always ask this when I see a town I've never seen before. Where is Leesport?
It's above Reading.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, but I'm actually from Gilbertsville. Leesport is where I used to live.
Okay.
I don't even know what Gilbertsville is.
Hot town.
Pottstown. Yeah. So you came in for the parade. What time did you get in?
Yeah, I got up about probably 6 a.m., took the drove to Norristown, took the train down to the L, and then got down to at the corner of 15th and JFK, right in front of the Love Hurts Park.
Okay, yeah.
Really named.
Yep.
And it was just an amazing, amazing experience. This is the first parade. I wasn't able to get to the last one. I had to come to this one because, one, I don't know if, you know, hopefully we will have another one, but I don't know if we ever will. And second, I got to do it while I'm young enough because I'm getting too old for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and, dude, I hear that.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
I wasn't even in the middle of it. And looking down on it, I felt too old for it.
Yeah, I'm 38 years old, so, I don't know.
You're a young man, brother. Are you kidding me? 38, you're still young.
It's going to get worse, man. Trust me. It doesn't get better.
Yeah, the atmosphere was just amazing. Everybody was so positive, excited to see, the players come down. And we actually got really lucky. We saw Jason Kelce and Brent Celek probably about 30 minutes before the whole parade came down. And they walked right through the crowd right in front of us. And Kelce took a big chug of beer and then just kept walking down through the crowd. Everybody was just going crazy. It was so amazing. I'll never forget this experience ever in my life.
Yeah, I saw Kelce up on the art museum steps, and I was actually wondering if he was going to say anything, and he didn't, which I think is the right thing. You know, it's not his championship. It is it's the current Eagles championship. But Jason's such a huge part of Philly and such a huge part of the last championship. And that's cool. He is – Jason walking through the crowd is the positive and potential negative like he saw in where was he? Was he in Michigan?
No, it was Penn State.
Yeah. He is a man of the people, though. He will walk through the crowd.
Yeah. Different atmosphere here, too, during, than in Penn State.
Yes. For sure. Well, glad you had a good time, Bilal. You're on your way home now?
Yep. I'm just about to head right into at home now.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother. Well, we thank you for checking in.
And, yes, sir.
Glad you had a good time. Yeah, I'm looking out now. It looks... there's a lot of cars out there now.
It's going to clear up by 6?
Better.
I don't think so, but you know what?
Can everyone start moving?
Yeah.
You know what? It's all right.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Sentimental like.
I'm not even in a rush.
Yeah, I know. 51 years old.
Just want to soak it in.
I'm 50.
He's 50 until he's 55.
55-year-old Ike.
55-year-old Ike.
It's just living in the moment. Just living in the moment.
You got to smell the roses, man.
No, especially on this day. It was cool down there. It was like the preseason. It was like a preseason crowd. You know what I mean? It's when the kids get brought to the preseason games.
Were a lot of kids out there. It was. A lot of kids. Out there, man.
The Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers wants to congratulate the Birds on a world championship. Make her feel like a world champion with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Who gave the best speech today? So the first response is Big Dom. Did Big Dom actually say anything?
He said, "I love you, Philadelphia."
Yeah, he said three words.
Okay, I couldn't hear him.
It was very on brand for Big Dom.
I saw them introduce him, but I didn't hear it.
And I was shocked they introduced him.
Yeah,
because I know he does not want to be up there giving speeches, and clearly his three-word speech, Philly, I love you.
Who talked Big Dom into doing it?
Exactly, right?
That's my question, is who talked Big Dom into doing it?
Whether he likes it or not, he's one of the faces of this team.
You're right. No, I agree.
There's more Big Dom merch than a lot of the players.
I tell him that all the time. I'm like, dude, whether you want to accept it or not, you're one of the faces of the team.
Dude, the exciting whites were hilarious.
That was actually classic. And I love the way Spuds introduced him, too, as the exciting whites.
The funniest part about Spuds is I don't think he wanted to say it. Yeah. And he's like, bleep it. Yeah. The exciting whites.
Well, because they embrace it.
I know.
Listen, and this fan base has embraced it. I don't know why you wouldn't want to say it. I don't see it. I see it as nothing but a positive.
Yeah, we're all having fun.
They enjoy it. As a matter of fact, we tried to call them bread and butter.
Yes.
They came with the exciting whites. Like, they made it okay to say it.
Howie got up there with the scar.
I missed Howie's. I didn't get to see him.
His voice was shot.
Oh.
And he screamed, "I bleed for this city." And then
he was feeling it.
Yeah, it was about 20 seconds.
"I bleed for this city." That's because he got hit with that.
Because he was literally bleeding. His voice was shot for screaming, "Go find that MRF-er." That's what his voice was shot
that?
From.
No, no, no. I'm lying.
I'm saying
listen,
that.
I wasn't even sure. I'm
No, 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 no. Jalen. So Jalen had the over. I set the over under on Jalen's speech at 3.5.
Yeah.
Jack set it at 1.5. He went 4:14.
Wow.
He went 4 minutes.
Now, if you cut out the pauses, it would have been. It was really like 3 minutes of content.
Oh, no, everything counts. I didn't realize he was up there that long. He was up there for 4 minutes.
Yeah, he knew what to say again.
I thought the Sirianni part of it was good. He mm-hmm. This was the most. I thought it was the most purposeful and positive that he has
okay.
ever spoken about.
So
Nick
I got
Sirianni.
So I got. I can't wait to hear it back. I haven't heard it.
And I thought he cursed during it.
He did.
He said the S word during it.
He did say the S word.
Listen, he's a cursor.
Did you like his hat?
Well, the beret. It's not my thing,
yeah,
but it's his thing.
It's his thing. Yeah. Yep. He really wants to be a 90s like sitcom guest character.
He did say defense wins championships.
Oh, there you go. He knows it.
And did he call Saquon Sashawn Barkley twice? Is that a joke?
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, okay. It's a bit.
That's a bit that's going
on. Oh, okay,
so
I
was a Washington
that.
Commanders fan.
Okay.
After we beat them on that Thursday night,
yep.
He was so amazed by Saquon that night.
Oh, and he
didn't know how to say his name, so he kept calling him Sashawn Barkley.
Oh, okay.
And everything. So,
you know,
yeah, it's picked up.
For a guy that's online as much as you, I feel like you've had some misses here.
It's because I told you I took Twitter off the phone. I miss all the jokes now.
Yeah, that's a Sashawn. That's a Commanders fan.
Okay.
Yeah, just started that.
Got it. Jay in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Oh. Hey, Chris, what you?
He's been ducking you, man.
Oh, there he is, Jay. There he is.
I talked to you on Monday. On Monday.
What was the connection? Hey, look, as soon as I got on the line, he was like, "You next," and then all of a sudden, oh, the connection got bad. They had to leave.
You're on too quick for my liking.
Yeah. Pulled the plug.
Yeah.
Y'all seen I was on the line, and y'all tried to get out of there.
No. Yeah. We would listen. They're ducking you, Jay.
Jay,
talk to
them. I'm a big Jay in West Philly fan, mostly because you go after Jack, rather.
Exciting knots.
Is that me and Spike?
Yeah. Hey, Ron, thanks for giving Jalen his props, because you know them two wasn't going to do it.
Oh, I've given him plenty of credit.
he's fine.
Y'all two boys, they need to catch up. They behind.
But they're never going to praise him that much.
Behind.
Yes.
Well,
I know they're behind. They'll get there.
Maybe
they behind.
Maybe out of the 20 games next year, we can get more than two good ones.
Here we go.
Yeah. Maybe we can get five good games next year.
I'm blaming you for this, Jay, because you're trying to. They're not going to let you pin them in the corner. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to let you do it.
Hey, Ike, you know Bryce Harper going to switch his number this summer, right?
To what, number one?
Number one.
Maybe number two.
I'm number one in the scorecard, and I'm number one like Jalen. Nope.
Wow.
Catch up. Same thing with Embiid.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about Embiid catch up.
No. Don't try to get on our side now.
That's not how it works.
When Mayock said that he was still young and still growing,
and he also said he wasn't elite, but as long as we're talking about what Mayock said. But by the way, I did say he was still growing.
He got two things on Embiid and Harper.
But
he got a ring in a parade.
I know.
Congratulations. We're all thrilled, Jay.
Jay, the difference between me and Jack is I'm not doing an Embiid versus anything.
No one's doing anything versus anyone.
You're waiting on spring training. You're still waiting on the fraud to do something.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah,
I love how you have your own agenda, Jay.
Bringing down the show.
Catch up and stop making TikTok videos about calls.
What do you want him to do in the offseason?
I want him to hit.
He is hitting.
You want Jalen to play defense, catch the ball, run the ball.
No, I want him to just pass.
I want Bryce to
pass.
I want Bryce to hit. I want him to do that.
All right. Congratulations, Jay. You win.
He had a bad Jim Hall season.
Hey, Jay. Congratulations. Congratulations. Are we done?
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, it's a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, Jay,
it's a waste of everyone's time.
You got 182 days.
Waste of everyone's time.
You
listening. There's millions of people listening, and you're wasting everyone's time.
I'm going to agree with Jack.
This is why I don't put you on. This is why I don't put you on. You are wasting everyone's time. Thank you.
Jay, I'm going to give you 10 more seconds.
You got 182 days of this coming.
You got five more seconds.
Yeah. Why? Now you mad.
I'm not mad.
No. Yeah. You made your point.
Yeah.
Everyone's ready to move on. Thank you.
Oh, man.
There we go. See?
Wasting everyone's time.
It's Valentine's Day, man. Love each other.
I forgot it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you didn't forget it was Valentine's Day.
At home.
Completely.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, you know, he totally used this as an excuse.
Well, I texted her. Happy Valentine's Day.
You're lying.
Well,
I had to stay
down here last night.
So he had to text her.
Yeah, so I was like, and she's like, LOL, I forgot too. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh. Listen, we're good. There's no issues here. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It's a Hallmark holiday.
Nah, it's a good holiday.
I'm with
Fritz on this.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
All holidays are Hallmark holidays.
Hmm.
What does Christmas have to do?
Honestly, my anniversary is Sunday, so it doesn't matter.
For sure. So, yeah.
So it just gets lumped in.
I like Valentine's Day. I like Valentine's. Any opportunity to be extra nice, I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, it's Spike, lover boy here. Lover boy here.
Now, I did have a problem with Sweetest Day when I lived in the Midwest.
Yes, I'm from Cincinnati. I know about that fake holiday.
Dude, when I lived in Chicago.
Jack, that's an October holiday.
It's Valentine's Day
in October.
Yes.
That's a thing?
It's a second one.
Oh, yeah, Sweetest Day. Yeah.
When I was working at the radio station in Chicago, and we were in our promo meeting, and they're like, so we want to do a promotion for Sweetest Day. And I was like, what's that? And they're like, it's just like Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And I was like, there's another one? It's a whole other thing.
It is a Midwest thing.
Completely.
Yes.
Now, that one I'm not in favor of. One a year is fine. All right. 215-592-9494. We're going all the way up until 6 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy.
Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Eagles fans, welcome Howie Roseman!
I bleed for this city! Go Eagles! Our players, our staff have done an unbelievable job. We are two-time world champs and we're coming back strong. Go Birds!
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm glad he ended that correctly.
Yes.
Go Birds!
He was thinking about saying we're coming back again.
Yes, he was.
Yes, yeah. He was.
Yep. You don't want that thrown back in your face. You can come back again without saying you're going to.
Yes.
On an Eagles Super Bowl parade Friday, if you're in your cars on your way out of the city, we are on 2 to 6 every day. We would love if you would listen consistently. If you don't always, what the hell else are you listening to?
And he said, go Eagles.
It's Birds.
It's go Birds, yeah. Man. That's what I said. I'm glad he finished. He ended it the right way.
A.J. Brown, very short spree.
Got hit with a can. Yes. I'm going to forgive him.
I mean, he got leveled by a can. You could see it. A.J. Brown, pretty good and short speech, came out there and screamed Adrian like Rocky. And then he said, you may say I'm a diva, but I'm an effing champion. And that was it.
So, I didn't hear A.J.'s.
A.J. was good.
Was he good?
Yeah,
he's good.
It was 30 seconds.
Succinct, got in and out of there. Yeah. I did not see Smitty today.
Yeah, I didn't either.
He didn't speak for sure. Yeah, I didn't see
any videos of him today.
Yeah, me either.
No, me neither.
He may not have been there. I mean, maybe sick or something. Who knows? I don't know. Did he speak yesterday?
I know he announced his second kid's coming, but I don't think the due date's now.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And when we talked to Elliot yesterday at locker cleanout day, he didn't mention Devontae at all.
And I don't remember seeing Devontae yesterday.
I don't remember saying it either.
Right?
Here is AJ's speech. If okay.
Eagles All-Pro and Pro Bowl wide receiver, AJ Brown!
Adrian! Yo, Adrian.
Hey, how about these? How about our football team? Man, we couldn't do it without you guys. We just want to tell you, man, we love you and we support y'all. We thank y'all so much, man. I got one more thing. They said I was a diva. They said all I care about was stats. And you're going to get all those things wrong about me, but it's one thing you can get right. I'm a fucking champion.
AJ Brown, when he is happy, is so engaging. You know, he's a good talker.
Yes.
When he's got a good smile. It's one of the reasons that I don't like when he tweets, because I think the perception of him when he talks is almost always so much better than when he's doing stuff online. Like he had a big smile up there. I don't know. I'm an AJ guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's not an AJ guy. We just want AJ to be happy with the happiness of the team.
Right.
Like, fans don't want to have to wonder, is he happy being here? Like, so we don't need the cryptic messages, the cryptic tweets
that
leaves for people who are looking for that type of stuff something for them to hang on.
Yep.
I think the majority of fans love A.J. Brown. Why wouldn't you love A.J. Brown? But we want A.J. Brown to be as happy as everyone else is.
Right.
So
At least now.
Well,
yeah.
You just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you just won the Super Bowl. The idea that you're not satisfied or this didn't fulfill you winning a championship. I understand the sentiment he's trying to portray and get across to everybody, but that's not going to land with everybody. This isn't the week for that. This isn't the week for, you know what, winning this championship wasn't as fulfilling as I thought it was going to be. I love when I dominate my guy, when my opponent is afraid. Like, this isn't the week for that. You can say that for next week or the following week, and it will land the way you wanted to land. When you do it during the week when everybody is in celebration mode, you leave it for people to interpret it other ways.
Right. Most of the time when people interpret something wrong, it's because you didn't make it that clear.
You didn't make it clear.
Right, we
don't know if you're happy. Like, and that's why he felt the need to say what he said there.
Yeah.
That's another time that didn't need to be addressed. You use the parade to talk about people think I'm a diva. Like, what are we doing?
He's the one who put in the Instagram post, "I'm only happy when I dominate."
Yes!
2 days after winning the Super Bowl.
Yes!
Like, it's mostly self-inflicted. We love AJ.
We love you, AJ. Like fans love you. Nobody's trying to run you out of town. Nobody dislikes you. But sometimes we don't know if you're happy when the team was what? After the Carolina game, what was the record? I don't remember what the record was after the Carolina game, but that's when the whole passing comment came up.
Yeah.
We didn't ask, we didn't force you to say that or anything of that nature. Well, you threw that out there.
After the Carolina game, they hadn't lost since the bye week.
Yes.
Remember? Yeah, yeah.
They hadn't lost in the middle of winning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, this fan base loves you, AJ. We just want to make sure you're happy being here.
Yes.
That's all. We want you to be as happy as everybody else is.
And we want you to get more catches,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Everybody does.
Yes. We know how great you are as a player, but when you point those things out, you leave it for those who may say, he's all about himself.
Sure.
Like, you leave that there. It's not the media. It's not fans that's doing that.
The same way that Jalen leaves it up to people when he answers a question a certain way about Sirianni or like that, you can make things, AJ could make things very,
very clear.
Clear
if you wanted to.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All right, we can move on here because this is a happy day. This is a happy day.
Happy day.
I hope he's happy. I hope he's happy today. He did, but he still brought up the D, but it's I'm happy, but I'm going to throw a shot in there somewhere. But that's why we're discussing it.
Right, yeah. Or if you don't say it,
nobody else said anything of that nature. So we're not discussing that of anybody else's speeches.
You didn't even get hit in the head with a can today.
Yeah.
Joe in Churchville, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking the call. And glad you guys made it back safely from the Logan after that technical issue. So.
Yes, yeah. This was not the time to be running on the sidewalks of Philadelphia because, not everybody – people aren't walking straight right now, that have been out there.
Dude, for 27 hours.
There's a lot of wobblers out there.
Yep. I saw some zombies on that run back.
There was one particular guy on 19th that I was running by, and he was looking directly in my eyes, and if I hadn't moved, he wasn't going to move. He would have just let me run over.
I had people looking through me, but right at me, which is a tough one.
That's the one where you're like, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
It is a zombie look.
Yeah.
Eyes open, but nothing behind it.
4 or 5 o'clock this morning, they've been going.
Yeah, it's been a long day. It's been a long day.
Drive safe out there.
Yes.
So, Joe, where were you stationed at for the parade?
Yeah. So I actually had a unique parade experience this time because I was actually doing some filming for the Bird's Nest Media YouTube channel, and so I was at the foot of City Hall, and I got some opportunity to go out and talk to some of the fans who were lining the route, and one of the things that really stood out, and you guys touched on this earlier in the week, was the tremendous amount of support that guys who earlier in the season weren't getting that kind of support, notably Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, hopefully that those guys, now that they've had that experience, I have to agree with you guys from earlier in the week, they were absolutely full-throated support now, and it was put very well over the course of some of the speeches where Philly fans are tough, but we want you to put 100% out there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that stood out to me too as I was talking was really the sense of family that pervaded, right? Like you've got people who are there. They may not know the guy who's next to them, the folks who are next to them, but this was a real bonding moment for the city and for the entire Eagles fan base, just to be out there and just to be able to experience that. Because as was mentioned also earlier, you might not be able to get into tickets. No matter how many seats they put in the stadium, there's always going to be sellouts and what have you. So it was just a really, really special experience for people, and you could really tell that when you were on the ground.
Yeah, and it looked that way from where we were too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it looked like first of all. Shout out to Mother Nature. Weather was great today. I mean, it's a little chilly out there, but
could have gone for 10 more degrees. But at least it was sunny.
Yes, it was sunny, and so that part held up.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Joe. Appreciate you, man.
Real quick, got a bunch of tweets at me. Smitty was there. I've seen videos now of him. So I was just saying I didn't see him. So I probably missed a lot. As far as seeing certain guys in the parade. So it was great to see that, Smitty was. I thought he may have been, you never know, somebody has the flu bug or whatever.
Right.
They can't make it. I remember Deuce didn't make it. He wasn't a part of the 18 parade.
Because he was sick.
Because he was sick. So, you never know. But, it's good to see Smitty was out there.
One of the greatest things about this show is if you ever say anything wrong, even a little bit wrong, you'll get 75 tweets about it.
The great thing is, and I appreciate it, because sometimes I'm saying stuff without really knowing.
Yep.
And I know that somebody will tweet it at us and confirm it. So, it's great to see. I see videos of Smitty on the back of a pickup truck with AJ and some other guys. So, he was with the receivers. Surprised he didn't... He didn't have a few words.
Smitty,
I'm surprised he didn't have a few words. He's one of the stars on the team.
Jack, before we get back to the calls, why don't you tell everybody about your friends at National Appliance Warehouse, where it's like a family atmosphere is what I hear.
Yeah, well, listen, as we learned at the football team, culture matters. And that is also one of the things that sets National Appliance Warehouse apart from any of the other appliance stores is its culture. And you walk in there, trust me, take it from me, you feel like a part of their family when you walk in. Everyone's smart, knowledgeable, and they truly make purchasing new appliances an absolute blast. But on top of that, they also have great savings events, so your dollar is always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse, like the President's Day Mega Sale. That's underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. They also are in tax-free Delaware, so you save money there. And on top of all of that, they have Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. And on top of all of that, you are going to get the perfect appliance for you. They have over 100 brands, from Sub-Zero to Budget. I've talked about Janair. They have the right appliance for you. So again, 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands, great knowledgeable team, and the best price. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Do it. Tell them Fritz sent you. Tell them 10 times till they acknowledge you. Will in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, what an amazing, amazing week. It's a week that I haven't stopped. I don't think I've smiled so much in a week, and it was just a week that I've just needed in my life for a long time. I want to tell you I was not at the parade today, unfortunately. I was there in 18, my daughter who's 9, I want the next time, because I do believe there will be a next time in the near future. I'm going to take her. I just wanted to tell you a quick story. My dad and I were, my dad was a diehard Eagles fan, saw the 1960 NFL championship. He knew in his mindset that the Super Bowl, that nobody cared in this modern day and age about the NFL championship. So I was at home. I was at my parents' house when they won the Super Bowl in 17, and it was a great moment to hug with my dad. I might lose it just a little. I lost my dad in this past July. And, it was really hard. And, the funny thing about my dad was he was such a diehard Philadelphia sports fan, and he was so critical of every Eagles quarterback, except for Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
He loved Jalen Hurts. And so it was just one of those things. And, when people say that sports really don't have an effect on you, that's completely untrue, because, losing him has probably been the hardest thing that has happened in my life. And, you know, when they won on Sunday, it started a healing process that I've needed for a long time. But and I wore his ring that was given to me, you know, throughout the entire playoffs. Every Facebook rant I put on Sundays was summoning him to help Willis Long, because we just, I was like, Dad, Larry, we need your help on this one. And, you know, the party I was at on Sunday, my friends and my wife would tell you, I didn't smile, you know, until about 5 minutes before the end of that game, because you just had it in your, like you guys were saying earlier, the old school mindset is something is going to go wrong here. Something is going to go wrong, you know. But like when that thing went off, and, you know, I held it together until my daughter came up to me and she looked at me and she said, Daddy, we won. She said, we won the whole thing. And then she said, as you said, for Zeta helped us along. Zeta helped us along this whole thing. And she goes, and I wish he was here. And that's when I lost it. You know, that's when I had my tears, because this victory was so, so darn sweet, because we didn't just, it wasn't just a victory of, you know, 17 was, we got over the hump. We climbed the mountain to beat the dynasty. This one was just, we proved this to ourselves and to so many people that we weren't just a fluke. And my dad would have called me with his little bit of a swagger laugh. He wasn't a very outspoken person, but he would have had that laugh, that little evil laugh in his eye, and he would have enjoyed this moment. So I just want to say to the entire, you know, to you guys and to the Eagles, if any of you are ever listening to this, what you've done for me is begun a healing process that I've needed. And this was just such an amazing day and an amazing week. So all I could say is thank you, guys. Thank you for allowing me to tell my story. Go Birds. And this was just an amazing, amazing week. So thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you for the call, Will.
Man.
Yeah, that's why I love this city.
Listen, that's the stuff that, you know, I think sometimes when you're a player and you're in the moment, you don't realize the impact you have on this fan base. Right, the people that are supporting you, the young people, and some players do, they do get it, but then, you know, there are young players that may not necessarily get it. And, you know, being a former player that's been around here for a while, that's seen the other side of it as well, the disappointment, the heartbreak, the letdown, and being a part of it to see where the team is at now and winning. I mentioned this earlier, you know, we went through those times so that this generation can enjoy what they're enjoying, right? We don't want our kids or the generation behind us to feel the pain and the disappointment that a lot of us had to go through. And even people who were born and raised here before I was drafted here in 1998. I say those numbers because I have to remind, I'm like, I've been here 27 years, 28 years.
Right.
Been here over half my life. Yeah. I wasn't born here. But this is where I'm from. You know, I was raised in Cincinnati 14 years. I've been here longer
than you were in
Cincinnati. I was in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So this is the area that I consider home. And so for my kids to come up and experience what they're experiencing as a sports fan in this time, in this area, man, it makes it for me, and I'm sure for that generation of parents and grandparents or what have you, at least it makes it well worth it to have gone through that to experience this now.
Sure, yeah.
This is a good time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Oh, really good time.
Man.
And that's what his story makes me upset sometimes when, and I understand it, when you're an athlete in Philadelphia and you turn on sports radio or go on Twitter or something, mm-hmm. you see all of the critical stuff.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is if A.J. Brown logs on, let's say, and sees 1,000 responses to his tweet, mm-hmm. 800 of them are probably, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. But what sticks in your head, and this is just human nature,
is the few
that tell you that, and
that like, you're a diva or this and that and the other.
We all know what it's like. Like it sucks, but it also sucks that the 80% or the 90% that are living and dying with you in a positive way and trying to pump you up and like that caller we just had sees you win a football game and makes him mm-hmm. think of his father who passed away.
Right.
Like though it's a shame that those things get lost, and that's why days like this I feel like are important, because when the players come out and only see an outpouring of love and admiration and appreciation. I'm glad they get to see it in this way, too.
Yep.
You know, Big Aaron, West Philly.
Big A has to be, you got to be happy today, Big A.
You wanted to win it for you.
Big A, Yeah. Come on, man. I just left the parade, bro. I enjoyed myself. I had a good time. I'm not disgruntled with the Eagles no more. I'm disgruntled with the other teams, but I love the Bears. And I told you, Ike,
they
was going to blow them out. Did I say it was going to blow them out?
Yeah, well, like, you and a bunch of other people also said that, too, though, Big A.
It was going to be a close game.
That's
we
what I thought.
We blew them out. And we're champions.
Yep.
We are.
Champs.
Yep.
Enjoy this. I'm enjoying it with my people. I'm enjoying with all the Eagles fans. I'm out here. I'm still out here.
I'm outside.
Where are you, Big A?
Sound like Jada Kiss right now, man.
Big A, where are you?
I'm down. I'm down on like on Spring Garden in our street. We down there. We chilling. Having a good time. I walked.
Well, did you leave Aaron? Well, hold on. Where's your son at? Where's he at?
He said he was tired today, man. Aaron's throwing me out.
What?
Aaron ain't gonna sell out. I love Aaron.
We got your honest opinion there.
No, he works. Nah, I gotta protect my son.
All right.
He works. You know, he drives. Over the road. So when he came back, he was tired. He called me this morning. He was like, "Dad, I'm so tired." He said, "If I get up, I'm gonna go."
But I'm tired.
He drive everywhere.
Yep.
I drive right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm up. I'm here for Aaron. You know what I'm saying? I'm up for him. I'm up for my son. I'm up for everybody.
Yeah.
Yo, E-A-D-L-E-S Eagle.
Yo, Aaron. That was a legendary Aaron call.
Yeah. Yeah,
Aaron's not usually like that.
He probably got him
like
off there right at the right time.
Yes.
Yes, I heard it in the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, come on. Big A's a little older.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big moment for
him. I'm actually surprised he's out there. He's still out there.
I know.
In the streets, well, man.
That was the best part. I'm still out here. I'm out here on Spring Garden.
See,
why are you over on Spring Garden?
I wish that call was like tomorrow. You know what I mean? That would have hit differently.
Sunday at 7:30
exactly.
in the morning.
Exactly. I'm still
Saturday
here.
7:30 in the morning. Jack, the top 5 of 5 is next. What do you have for us,
so,
my friend?
Listen, I know I do 5.
Yeah.
I feel like I have.
Oh, he's got more than 5.
Well, I feel like I have 8 of the funniest things that happened. Like, I had so many things that happened today that were hilarious.
You couldn't dwindle it down to 5.
I'll do my best. But there's enough. I'll have some. I need to get some extras in there.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
As long as Hugh tried to kick the guy out of our.
Well, don't
you
worry.
Yeah. You definitely know he put that on there.
I didn't know if I could.
But, why not?
Well, then I looked at Hugh and we laughed in the first segment. It's like, we're good. We're good. I'll do it.
Yeah. I'm saying it's got to be on the list if that's the list we're doing. All right. Top 5 of 5 is next. 215-592-9494. If you're sitting in traffic on the way home from the parade, or if you had to watch it on TV or listen to it on WIP because you had to work, we respect you and want to hear what you thought of the speeches. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.